An outbreak of norovirus in a Las Vegas hotel has employees and county health officials disinfecting everything from slot machines to bedrooms. The norovirus is highly contagious and spreads easily. It was formerly called the Norwalk virus after the town in Ohio where it was discovered. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the new outbreak.
So far, over 1,400 people have become sickened by the virus. Clark County health officials say all of them either stayed, ate, or gambled at the California Hotel and Casino. And most of those who got sick are from Hawaii. Hotel official Rob Stillwell says the hotel has strong roots in the islands. It's fondly referred to as the ninth Hawaiian island.
So there's a lot of Hawaii decor. We don't wear suits down there. All our dealers are in Hawaiian shirts. All our staff people are in Hawaiian shirts. There's a real aloha spirit within the building. I mean, you really feel like you're in a different place.
For years, the hotel has marketed packages to Hawaii residents. And now, after a number of media reports about the norovirus outbreak, Hawaiians are calling the county health department to report that during or after their stay at the hotel, they got sick. Really sick. Norovirus causes acute vomiting and diarrhea, sometimes both. Some people also suffer fever, chills, and headaches. For healthy individuals, symptoms last only 1 or 2 days, but for elderly or already frail individuals, illness can be more severe and last longer. Right now, there seems to be a decline in the number of new cases. Last week, there were only 50, but County Health Official Dave Tonelli says he's only cautiously optimistic.
Because norovirus is something that can decrease and flare right back up. The good analogy that I've been using is it's like a fire. If you don't go through and get every last ember, it can spark right back up.
One reason why, unlike your typical virus, which lives for only about an hour outside the body, the norovirus can live up to 1 month outside the body on hard surfaces like countertops, tiles, or in this case, slot machines. Kim Green is a virologist with the National Institutes of Health.
Someone could have diarrhea. They go to the restroom. They don't wash their hands very well. They go back to the slot machine, they put their hand on the handle.
And if that person is infected, the virus can live up to 1 month, posing a threat to the thousands of gamblers who touch that handle. That's why the California Hotel has taken stringent steps. They're using hospital-grade disinfectants on all surfaces in the hotel, including the hand wipes next to the slot machines. Health official Dave Tonelli.
They're also using state-of-the-art room foggers at the hotel, and this is something that's never been done in this area before. These are machines that will go in, be placed in rooms for hotel rooms, for instance, and they emit a fine mist of sanitizer into the air, and that will penetrate the soft surfaces such as draperies, carpeting, bedding, stuff that is hard to wipe down.
The outbreak won't be considered over until new cases have dwindled down to a normal level, about 1 or 2 complaints a week. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.